That's our producer Maria in with everything you should be watching. And it's getting exciting now this close to Christmas, Maz.
It is. I'm actually super excited, although I only put my tree up last night.
What?
And Johnny poked and poked and poked and poked until I gave in and helped him put the lights on the Christmas tree. We had the biggest argument we've ever had in our entire relationship about Christmas lights last year. So I refuse to have anything to do with them this year, but
December
I gave in.
December 13th.
We've been very busy. We've been in New York.
And they've had a small baby, Dave.
December 13th.
And we've been celebrating engagement.
December 13th.
So yeah, okay, no, fair enough.
Yeah. And it's our little Mikey's birthday today. He's 7.
Oh, happy so birthday,
Mikey. For a birthday party later.
Deadly.
So on telly, I'll tell you who's on The Late Late tonight. It's actually, it's quite a good lineup. Which I think you can count on one hand how many times I've said that. Sonia O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
Tony Cascarino. Yay!
Nice. Going straight from Dermot and Dave yeah, into Montrose, I presume.
Yeah. Snow Patrol, Gary Lightbody.
Actually chatting or just singing?
No, I think they're doing a performance of What If This Is All The Love You Ever Get.
Okay.
From their new album. And then he'll be talking to Gary Lightbody. Ivana Lynch. Remember she played Luna yeah. Lovegood in Harry Potter movies? Mm. And Jason Byrne and Pat Short.
Wow, that actually is really good.
Yeah, I'd think about watching that. Graham Norton then is Jason Momoa.
Yeah,
obviously
Aquaman, Dermot's friend.
Yeah, Bill Bailey, comedian.
Yeah,
he's been in with us before. And there's music from Little Mix.
Oh,
now I watched Graham Norton last week, and John Cena and Matthew McConaughey were on it. John Cena's very intense.
Really?
Very intense. I don't think I could talk to him.
Well, if someone had hit you repeatedly over the head with chairs, you'd be pretty intense as well.
Maybe. He did lift Graham Norton over his head.
Right.
To which Johnny responded, sure anyone could do that.
Best of luck.
A bit of news for Taylor Swift fans. So, obviously she's still on her tour that's been going on for about 16 years called the Reputation Stadium Tour.
Yeah. I went to see it in Croke Park. Amazing.
Yeah, so for the people that didn't get to go and see it, she's streaming her concert on New Year's Eve on Netflix.
That's cool.
I think that's pretty cool.
Where's the concert?
I don't know. It's the last of the US leg of the tour. It doesn't say where it is. But it's been the highest selling tour in US history.
Yeah, I heard that. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that's kind of a cool really thing. Good, if you've no plans for New Year's Eve and you're a Taylor Swift fan.
Particularly like visually, it's absolutely incredible. Like there's a giant snake.
Oh, the snake is called Karen.
Karen?
Yeah, that's
I
what it says here.
I didn't know that. Karen.
A 63 foot cobra named Karen.
It's absolutely enormous.
Such an unthreatening name.
But it's brilliant. The dancers are brilliant. The musicians are incredible. It's a really good show. So
hi,
I would
Karen,
recommend
I'm home. Get off me.
I just really missed you.
Miley Cyrus actually was on Graham Norton last week as well. She was performing her new song, which we're playing with, what's his name? Mark Ronson,
yeah.
But she's just come out and said that she's going to be in the 5th season of Black Mirror on Netflix.
Oh.
Which they think, this is a rumoured date, is going to go up on Netflix on the 28th of December. But what I find interesting about, so she's going to be in one of the episodes. You know, these are all standalone episodes.
Yeah.
You can dip in and out of any of them. You know, I watched a couple of them. Some of them are very weird.
Yeah, there's a bit of weirdness about them.
Yeah, but she's going to be in one of the episodes. What they're doing, though, is they're going to do, the viewer picks what they want the ending to be. And then it loads that ending onto the episode. And so it's kind of interactive. So it's the start of what Netflix are going to start doing with their original series.
Yeah, and there's another thing they're doing at the moment, which is, I don't know if we have it quite here in Netflix Ireland yet, but in the US certainly, you can replay a scene. It asks you.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a pivotal scene or something really amazing, it goes, do you want to watch this scene again? You hit okay and it goes back and plays it again.
Is that not really annoying if it's popping up?
It could be. I presume there's a setting you can go turn that off or whatever, but it's a new, they're trying to bring out Netflix toys, they're calling them, so that while you're watching you can be more interactive.
So are you saying that Netflix are going to be doing more of this choose your own ending stuff?
Yeah, they're going to start it with Black Mirror season 5, and it's with the hope that it's a massive success and they will start doing it with their original series.
It's a bit like those fighting fantasy books I used to read as a kid.
It's Goosebumps.
Do you go through the door?
Yeah.
Do you attack the dragon with your fist?
Yeah, the Goosebumps books are like that as well. But I used to go, go to page 5 or page 10. What if I go to page 10, then go back to page 5?
Yeah. You have died. No, I didn't see that.
I'm breaking all the rules.
Yeah. And then my movie of the week is on tonight. It's Deck the Halls. It's on Virgin Media 1 at 9 o'clock. And I only picked it because Danny DeVito, to me, used to be naff. But now he's kind of cool because he's in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah. He is cool now.
Yeah. So, and by the way, I think it was made in 2006.
When is it?
Looks like a movie from the 90s.
Right.
It's on tonight on Virgin Media 1 at 9 o'clock. Deck the Halls.
All right, Maria, thank you very much. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.